Writing a book is hard, but writing titles is really fun. When required by a grade school teacher to editorialize on a subject that would command a reader's interest, I titled my essay, How to Cut and Shrink a Human Head. Our local librarian was very helpful with my research, but she did keep me away from her cat. In some distant decade, I suppose, I'll yield to the temptation to produce an exposé of advertising's deepest secrets. I'll call that book Everything I Know About Advertising and More. While the title of this audio was less whimsically considered, it is, if anything, even more vulnerable to the healthy skepticism of real-life men and women struggling to get along in the everyday business world. I recognize that The Simple Art of Greatness pretentiously promises to deliver a monumental virtue with seductive ease. As one friend put it when I originally floated out the title, "Jim, are you really asking intelligent adults to spend time and money on an audio by an unknown author on the chance he might actually know something that will change the courses of their businesses, as well as, not incidentally, their whole lives?" Well, in short, yes, both. I believe with all my heart that the philosophies and practices used to create what I describe as a kick-ass workforce can in fact become the engines of success in any business. Forcefully applied, these simple principles will inject a splash of nitro into the quiescent glycerin of a promise-packed entrepreneurial business. Artfully exercised, they have the power to galvanize a mid-sized company into regaining its vigor and toughness. And judiciously implemented, they can even catalyze very large organizations by blasting away those carbuncular layers of bureaucratic ennui that drag down both employee morale and bottom-line profitability. I see the effect these principles have had in building Mullen, an agency that I believe is respected and that I know to be profitable. But more than that, I've witnessed these principles operating in every truly successful organization I've ever encountered. And when doubters tell me that these simple concepts won't work in large companies, I suggest that they talk with Dr. Robert Beister, chairman of the $1.7 billion Science Application International. The company that Bob founded is now owned by its 17,000 employees and does most of its business with the U.S. government, for goodness sake. Yet, its vigor and spirit make SAI a soulmate to our agency, which in People and Billings is a fraction of its size. As you've probably gathered by now, the simple principles that build business greatness are not another laundry list of organizational do's and don'ts, but a new and all-encompassing business attitude. As often as possible, I hope to ground these principles with specific management practices that will apply as productively to the manufacturer of computers or ladies' hats as they do in my own field of advertising. With luck, they will have the same effect on you as the teachings and wisdom of the noted Italian chef and author Marcello Hazan have had on my wife's cooking skills. At the classes Marcello holds, both in Venice's fresh food markets and her own apartment kitchen, this inspiring chef doesn't teach her students how to perfect complex recipes. She teaches them to understand food. As Marcella observes, if you don't have all the ingredients for a dish you're cooking, what are you going to do?